an old prison cell back in 1988 and done something for me that no prison could do, mm-hmm. no preacher could do, mm-hmm. no mama could do.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that old back home country cornbread fed Holy Ghost. I see some of you folks in here country, you know what I'm talking about. I don't have no nothing fancy to tell them. I come to lift up and glorify one man. It's not Robert Gibson. It's not Baptist. It's not Pentecost. Not Church of Christ. His name is Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up signifying his death on Calvary, he made this personal. He said, I will draw all men unto me. Thank God he came by my way one day. I thank God for the man of God that came by my way, that met this man named Jesus when everybody else was saying there's no hope for him. I've shot more dope than Ben Can got pork and beans. I've shot it, I've smoked it, I've drank it. I've altered my mind in every way a man could possibly alter his mind. But boy, ain't nothing ever touched me. Out of all the dope that I've done, and all the things that went through my head, nothing has ever touched me like the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
I thank God for the Word of God. So if you would, you turn your Bibles in Mark chapter 2. I do want to say to you this evening, my friend, you don't have to be able to have no education to meet this man, Christ Jesus. There ain't nothing wrong with education. I couldn't even read if and cat and dog when I met the Holy Ghost of God. He wasn't interested in how important, how educated I was. Matter of fact, the Bible said, what should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what should a man give in exchange? I couldn't even read and write when I got born again. You know how I learned? I learned through this old 66 caliber. I went to the Lord one day, said, I want the truth. He led me to the old King James Bible. I got there and that thing come alive. I had about 15 different Bibles. They all said, Holy Bible. And guess who showed me they was all wrong except one? His name is Jesus. Say, son, he said, you need that no man teach you, but the Spirit of God will lead you in all truth. Amen. And so I learned how to read through this blessed black book right here. So in Mark chapter 2, the Bible says this right here. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And you know what he done with them that day? He preached the word. My friend, if you get born again, you're going to get born again because of the word of God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God. You will not take your salvation back to no preacher. You will not take it back to mom and daddy. You better take your salvation back and base it up on this blessed black book right here. So he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him bringing one sick of palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lie. Here's this man. When Jesus saw their faith and said unto the sick of palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Dear Heavenly Father, God, just for a few moments, these old stinking lips of clay, God, that you reach now one day from the clay of the ground and form, Lord, for thy glory and thy honor, I pray you'll anoint them afresh once again. God, without you, there'll be nothing done here this evening. No man gets no glory. No man gets no pat on the back. It's all about one man. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
If I could entitle just a little message right here in this passage, here's what the title would be. Somebody get me to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know why I'm here this evening, my friend? This man was paralyzed. Mm-hmm. He could not help himself. Do you realize an old sinner, my friend, is paralyzed and they cannot help themselves? They can't be good enough. They can't go through enough AA. They can't go through enough drug programs, my friend. And the only way, my friend, is Jesus. There's no man on the face of this earth can be good enough to you. You can't be good enough, my friend, to receive this free gift. His name is Jesus. My friend, I come tonight. It was not by mistake that I got to be here in this little gathering, a place this evening. By all rights, I still should be over at the prison doing 3 or 4 life sentences. But I do read over in the Bible in Isaiah 43 and verse 7. He said, even every one that's called by my name, I have created him for my glory. I'm here to see to my friend to glorify one man. His name is Jesus. And by the way, it's not only by accident that I'm here this evening. It's not an accident that you're here this evening. I don't care who invited you. My friend, the one that really invited you this evening, his name is the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Ain't no need thanking Joe for inviting you, Clyde for inviting you. God had you in his mind this evening. Already know who you was going to be and already had a plan for you to be here. This man was paralyzed. Somebody had to get him with Jesus. If you'll notice, I'm going to share my testimony tonight in this word. If you'll notice right here, there was 4 people. Good picture of the church right there. There was 4 people. They had one goal. Their goal was to get this man that was paralyzed to Jesus. You know what they done? They got out of their comfort zone. It wasn't all about them, what they were doing, what they had. They was concerned about this man that was paralyzed. He couldn't walk, couldn't help himself. You know, glory to God, you know why I'm here this evening? I am concerned about some soul that God created for his glory and his honor. That, my friend, you might make hell your home. But I want to tell you this evening, if you do, you're an intruder in hell. Hell wasn't made for you and I. The hell was made for the devil and his angel.
Right.
You'll have to cross over the blood to get to hell.
Uh-oh.
Hell wasn't made for you, my friend. And by the way, you're not going to be able to blame the preacher. I ain't going to be able to blame mom and daddy. You say, they didn't tell me. God said that he would tell you. He did. This man was paralyzed. You know what they done? They got out of their comfort zone. They went out of their way. As far as going, let me go ahead and bust your bubble, preacher friend, maybe Christian brother or sister. When is the last time you personally have gone out of your way? It's not all about it's not all about you and I. What know you not? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is you, which you have of God. You are not your own. Why? And what did he tell you to do? Glorify God.
Amen.
That's why I'm here, to glorify God. There's hope for you. My friend Jesus didn't say, hey, I should have died in the death penalty twice. I should have, my friend, spent 4 life sentences in prison. But glory to God, this man right here, they went out of their way to get this man to Jesus. That's why I'm here. I'm going out of my way. I didn't deserve to be here. There's much more elaborate preachers in here tonight, no doubt. I'm not trying to fit in and try to plug in the way you are, the way God made you, the way you... I'm just only who I am by the grace of God. I'm glad, glory to God, he came by my way. But this man here went out of his way. So I just want to give you a little bit of my testimony in the midst of this right here. And with the word of God, I'm going to try to go out of my way to get you to Jesus now. My friend, you can't do good enough. I don't care how many AAs you've been to, how many drug programs you've been to, how good you've been for a while, you'll still bust hell wide open if you ain't been born again. I think something about the Holy Ghost of God. John 6:44 says, no man comes to me except the Father which sent me draws him, and I'll raise him up the last day. Hey, the Holy Ghost ain't the preacher. Holy Ghost ain't mama. Holy Ghost ain't Baptist. Holy Ghost is the man, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I remember back when I was about 7, 8 years old, I'd run off from home, I'd steal, I was a wicked, snotty-nosed little brat. You say, well, how'd you become that way? Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and bust your bubble real quick right here. Listen, you are a sinner. The Bible says in Psalm 51:5, behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You say, I ain't never done no dope. You're a sinner. You say, I ain't never drank no alcohol. You're a sinner. I'm going to tell you how good you are already. My friend, just because you've been doing all this and that, coming to church, doing the Christian, the Bible says there's nothing good.
Yes,
that's including me and you, brother. Amen. That's including me and you, brother. Amen. Hey, that's including the sweet little girl. Amen. That's including the banker. That's including the president. That's including the pope. None good. It's level of Calvary, my friend. You ain't got the marking on this man named Jesus. And so therefore, there's none of us no good. We need Jesus. We need Jesus, my friend. That's why I'm here. I want to give you Jesus. I want to see you leave here different than what you came. My friend, hey, listen, if you're trying to impress somebody, hey, throw that out the window. Hey, God ain't impressed. He died for sinners. I've that little snotty-nosed brat done all them. The Bible says here in Jeremiah, said man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's your heart. My friend, I don't care what your background is, how much money you have, what bank or what house you own, or how fancy your car is, you was born with a wicked and deceitful heart. Boy, there's good news. Ezekiel, God said, I'll give a man a new heart.
Amen.
A new heart would I put within him. A new spirit would I put within him. Glory to God. So I was that little snotty-nosed brat. I went there. And I'm going to get back to this message. I'm going to tie this in with you right here. Somebody get me to Jesus. Matter of fact, my friend, if you've been born again, you haven't. I ain't no preacher. My friend, God gave you something that you're... I don't know what he gave you, but it's worthy of going to tell him. Somebody. Hey, it's easy to go up. You smell good, you look good, you dress good, you preach good, but are you born again? Hey, my friend, what about that junkie? What about that alcohol? What about that harlot? What about that sodomite? Can you truly go and let them know I love you? Because of a man named Jesus. You ain't no better than they are.
You're right.
I'm saying you ain't no better than they are.
Right.
God, Paul said it this way. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did.
He didn't say junkies, did he? I don't think that's in the Bible. He didn't say alcoholics. He didn't say that murderer. Matter of fact, there's another murderer in the Bible. Hey, there's a bunch of them in there. I remember David, though, a man's after God's own heart. He committed adultery, committed murder. Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. You might be here tonight. You've lost your joy.
Yeah.
You're going to church. You're doing all the Christian cliche things. But when you go back to when the Lord found you, you don't have that joy no more.
Yeah.
You're going through the motions. I pray God bless your bubble tonight.
Yeah.
You'll get your joy back. Amen.
Yeah.
It's not always about the sinner. You know what revival's for? You and me, all God's people, we need revival. I know you ain't never been weak since you've been saved. You ain't never done nothing wrong since you've been saved. Let me go ahead and bust your Bible liar. Bible says he says he's without sin. He's a liar.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
Don't get mad and fight. I can fight. I'll fight and pray. Amen. Jesus, hey, they made him mad. He kicked them out of the temple, my friend. He made up a cat and I tell him he whooped them. Amen. I'll fight and pray. Amen. Figure this is me right here, and I ain't trying to be funny tonight. No, I ain't trying to be funny. I'm just saying, holy God, the most strongest, godly people that mind for the glory of God. Anchor sinners, encouraging their brothers, their sisters in Christ. You say, well, I ain't failed since I've been saved, you liar. Yeah, I've done it in the pulpit. Now, don't throw no rocks at me. I'm glad there wasn't no rocks back there in the back. Amen. Let's just get real. Amen. God loves sinners. And the Bible says, brother, and he's talking about a Christian here. Brother, if any of you be overtaken in a fault, you are so spiritual, what did it take you to do? Restore such a one. Why? Considering thyself, lest I also be tempted. Brother, listen, Peter. He told Peter, preacher, I'll never turn my back on you. I'll go all the way. I'll die with you. He said, now, Peter, before the cock crow, three times you're going to deny me.
Sure.
I know he's crowed in your life, too, since you've been saved. Come on now. Don't get so spiritual now that you think you're better than nobody else. No, we ain't. It's level at Calvary. I'm trying to let you know, my friend, there is hope for you. I don't care who you are, what you've done, the wickedness you've done, the sorry things you've done, how dark it's got. Jesus, I like to dream about it. I think sometimes, I know he's the Holy, I know he's sitting at the right hand side of the Father, but I like to dream sometimes that he still stands up and said, that's my boy.
Amen.
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 God created you for his glory.
Amen.
You ain't went too far.
Yeah.
Don't you never think you're an outcast. If he was ever an outcast, it was me. I deserved it. I'm going to go back to this scripture, though, Romans 5:8.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
Yes.
Did it say but the preacher? No, I don't think it said that. Maybe one of them decaffeinated Bibles.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, he said, but God commended his love toward us in that while I was shooting dope.
Right.
In that while I had a murderous heart. In that in my darkness and wickedness life. God commended his love toward me. In that shape I was in.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you back to this man. I did all that juvenile time and all that stuff. I wind up at the age of 16 years old with a $2 on. I spent foster homes, training schools, and all that wild stuff. I'm going to try to skip a lot of that. I want to get you. I'm here tonight to get you to Jesus. I'm just telling you how wicked you can be, but there's hope for you. Bam, just like that. I mean, the Holy Ghost of God, hey, there ain't no steps to it, none of that stuff. Just as I am. That's the way you come. You can't bring him nothing. You can't change nothing. There's nothing you can do except the free gift of God. And so therefore, wind up at the age of 16 years old, I wind up catching a $2 on robbery charge. Right there, I deserve life. It was me. That wicked heart was in practice. $2, got 10 years for it. God, they put me in a room in Carsville as a kid, and they stuck me over in Knox County Jail. And I got over in Knox County Jail with those adults over there, and this guy started winking at me. I'm thinking, well, they've got doctors in jails too. And that guy's eyes jumping way too much. And then so therefore, he started winking at me. So I went to him. I said, sir, I don't know what's the problem with your eye or anything like that right there. I said, but I want to tell you something. Men are handsome. Women are pretty if they'll help you any. And he didn't pay me not a bit of attention. When I went through that door there in the prison there, he reached over and patted me on my little butt. Now listen, I'm not saying this boastfully. From that point on, I caught 99 years. God made me 100% man, every bit of me. He touched me and I wind up catching 99 years. Right there, I should have got the death penalty. Romans 5:8. But God commended his love towards you, towards me, towards the preacher, towards the deacon. Your title will not get you to heaven. Right there, the Lord loved me. So I wind up getting 99 years. I deserved the death penalty. I got there, and he sent me in to Brush Mountain Prison up there. I got in there, I'm going to be honest, I turned to drugs. And I'm going to be honest with you, I enjoyed them. Don't throw no rocks. Now hold on, just hold on. The Bible says there is pleasure in sin for a season. But when I pop it, I feel better. But 2 days later, I needed two to fix the wall. You know the roller coaster. I'd shoot a shot of dope. and I need two shots. He just kept going down that road,
Yes.
Everybody in society, those folks that are around me that are better than I was, they were saying, he's no good. He'll never change. He'll always be that way. He's right where he deserves to be. Well, my friend, listen, I got good news for you. There's hope for you.
Amen.
I'm here tonight to tell you there's hope for you.
Amen.
I got that 99 years, got involved in drugs. When you get involved in drugs, darkness hits the home, hits your friends. There's no friends going to give you no drugs. There's only friend, only one friend, my friend, that will never desert you. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Don't put your faith in man. Amen. I can take you back to the verse center of this Bible, Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9 says, do not put your confidence in man, but in the Lord.
Right.
Verse 19 said, do not put your confidence in princes, but in the Lord. He said, even those folks that think they've got the world by the tail, don't you put your confidence in them.
Right.
Only being confident of this very thing, he which begun a good work in you will perform it to the coming day of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God's the one you put your confidence in.
Yeah.
And so therefore got there, got involved in drugs. Myself and six other men, we wind up getting some guns there in prison. Money talks and all that stuff. You know the story there. Wind up getting some guns in prison. We saw their bars out with some hacksaw blades. We was in administrative lockup, saw, came out, took four guards hostage. Right there, I should have died.
Yeah.
I deserved it. My heart was that wicked. My heart was that cold. Took four guards hostage, two of the men got killed. That brushed him out in prison. I don't say that boastfully. I should have got the death penalty two more times. I deserved it.
Right.
I'm going to go back to this scripture. Romans 5:8. Somebody been listening.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody been listening.
Yes, sir.
You ain't went too far.
Right.
It ain't got dark enough. You ain't done enough wrong. When Jesus went to Calvary, he had you personally on his heart. Knew everything about you. When everybody else is saying all the negative, look to Jesus. He's got you. He got you. He could have said, he could have called legions of angels and said, I'm not going to do it for him. He's done messed up life. He's on that step. He's murderous. Romans 5:8. But God. There's hope for you tonight. That's the only reason I'm here. I wind up there. We got two more murder charges. There in Brushy Mountain. Wind up getting, I had 10 years, 99 years, two 410s, three 2-5s, and a 20. And a sinner with no hope. I wind up getting put in administrative lockup for 7 calendar years in a cell you could touch from wall to wall. My little commode was right there at my head, at my bunk. 7 years, I was never in contact with another human being. There was this, these men right here went out of their way. My message is to get somebody to Jesus. Somebody get me to Jesus.
Yes.
There's a man came in there named Donnie Moore. He came by my cell. And when he did, I was shooting a shot of dope. He did not stop and say, Robert Gibson, you're everything they said you was. You're sorry. You're not who you ought to be. You know what he said? I love you. I'm praying for you. Is there somebody you've given up on? Have you got a mama, daddy, friend, brother that you've already thrown the towel in on?
Come on.
You said, but you don't understand what I've done. I put them in a program. They went in and did good for a while. I give them money. They went right back to the same old thing. Somebody get me to Jesus.
Yeah.
How many chances did God give you? How many times? You say you never done no dope. You're a sinner.
That's right.
That's what God says. It's just on sinners. The dope is not problem.
Uh-huh.
It's what you were born with. That simple nature.
That's right.
That's right.
Somebody get me to Jesus. I got there, Donnie come back by myself. And he said, I love you, boy. I'm praying for you. He went on out in periodically, he would come back to him. Every time he come to him, he never one time said, you sorry thing, you. You're right where you want to be. You'll never change. You'll never be no good. He always said, I love you, girl. Hey, can I say something to you, Steve? Jesus sent me by to tell you.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
He loves you. Yes. Mama can't give you this love.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy can't give you this
love.
Right. The church can't give you this love.
Yeah. That's
right.
Jesus loves you right where you're at.
Yes.
Dope and all.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
Donnie come in one day, come to my cell, and I had a letter. I said, Donnie, if you don't care, would you take this out in the population and give it to this feller? He said, sure I will, Robert. He was after my soul. He was after my soul. He didn't know what was in that letter. They took it out in the general population, and the warden got it. Called Donnie in the office. I said, Donnie Moore, you'll never go back in locked up again. Donnie said, I'm only a volunteer here. I'm not here for no other purpose except get these men to Jesus. Somebody's got to love them just the way they are.
Right.
That's my purpose here.
Yes,
Donnie, you'll never go back in lockup again. You know what these guys done right here? They went out of their way to get this man to Jesus. You know what Donnie Moore done? Every day at lunchtime, he wasn't concerned about eating. He come to the porch of lockup and got on his knees, cried out on my behalf and all the other men's behalf, saying, Lord, somebody's got to love them. God, you sent me here. God, you use me. I'm a volunteer. You know my heart. I didn't know nothing about that letter. But God, somebody's got to love the unlovable. 6 months, Donnie came to the porch of lockup, gave his lunchtime to pray. 6 months later, they called him back in the office, the warden did. Said, Donnie, we've been watching you. Going over at that porch of praying. We're going to let you go back in. You talking about somebody who's excited about seeing the man of God. Well, when he come back up on my door, see, there's something about God working in the background.
Amen.
See that passage I had on? You know, wanting to be the tough guy. I thought I was the toughest guy in prison. I lift weights about 17 years. And then I met the toughest man that I know.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Say, brother, you spit in my face, we're going to fight and pray.
That's
Jesus loves spit in his face. Guess for who? For you. For you. For you. For you. He loves spit. Not only that, he loves put a crown of thorns on you. Oh, he could have destroyed all that. But he had you in mind.
Yeah,
me and I.
Yeah, he did.
He said, I love you.
Yes, he did.
I love you. And so therefore, Donnie come back in and did that. So I wind up getting out of lockup. They let him come back in. But when he come back to my door after 6 months, you know what Donnie said to me? I know somebody been listening. I love you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying for you. Is that one you've been praying for, you done quit praying? Because of them making so many mistakes, and you think your prayers is not hitting, getting nowhere. Well, maybe they're not. Maybe you're backslid and you're going to church, you're playing the good guy, you're doing all the Christian cliche things.
Yeah, yeah.
But your heart's so cold. You think you've got God, though you don't. You're a prodigal son. That man said, "Give me, give me, give me." It's all about you. I got news for you. I'm going to bust your butt on the name. His name is Jesus. If you ain't got a concern for sinners, my friend, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
You might have what I call decaffeinated religion. It's like decaffeinated coffee. All you're doing is getting a taste.
Amen? You probably, and again, I'm gonna bring it back to this. You might be saved instead of saved. You've been down to the altar. You've done all the Christian cliche things. You've cried. You've been baptized. You've done all those things. But you're still yet not doing nothing outside the church for the glory of God. I'm going to give you a scripture. Examine yourself.
Right. Yes. That's
whether right. You be in the faith.
Amen.
Prove yourself. Know not yourself how that Christ Jesus is in you. Except you be a reprobate. I know it's not popular. I got out of the lockup. I said, I'm going to go over to that church house and we'll see what's going on. I went over and got on the back row back there just in case I need to get out of there. Guess who'd come back there and put his arms around? Don't you dare say Donna Nolan. He's not God. That Holy Ghost of God came right back there on that back row. I never had no hug like this. Holy Ghost of God put his arms around me. You know what the Holy Ghost would say? Now, Robert, go back to yourself, throw your dope away, straighten up some things, be a good guy for a while, and come and talk to me.
That's right.
Just as I am.
Yeah. Yes.
Jesus come back there and hugged me, loved on me. The preacher said that night, he said, you be here tonight. I'm fixing clothes here in a minute. See, this man went out of his way to get me to Jesus.
Yeah.
He didn't hear what everybody else said. He said, I know. See, because this man taught Sunday school for 14 years and lost and undone, never been saved. 14 years later, God found him on the side of the road at a fruit stand and saved his soul. Mm. See, being a Sunday school teacher don't get you to heaven.
Right.
Being a deacon don't get you to heaven.
Right.
Being a preacher don't get you to heaven. You must be born again. Got there, went out that night, and here's what he said. Be someone here tonight, and God's loved on you. You've never been saved. He said, would you raise your hand? I looked like an old grizzly bear and all that stuff there, but that night my arm was 20,000 pounds. I couldn't get it up. You know what that's called? Pride.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
But everybody knows I'm a deacon. Are you born again?
Come on.
Everybody knows I go to church every time the door's open. Are you born again?
That's right.
Come on. Good preacher.
Got there. I didn't raise my hand. Here's what he said. There's someone here tonight and you didn't raise your hand. Holy Ghost of God came to you and loved on you. Welcomed you to God's family.
Oh, my goodness.
And you rejecting Jesus. He said, I pray. When you go back to your little prison bunk tonight, you don't sleep a wink. You flip and flop all night long. On the way out the door that night, old Donnie said this. I love you, boy. I'm praying for you. I said, boy, how'd he know? On the way back to my bunk that night, to my little prison bunk, you know what? Who followed me? His name wasn't Donnie. See, there's a danger in that. So you're here tonight. Somebody invited you. Thank you for coming. God bless your heart. But you've never tasted that heavenly gift. You've never truly been born again. God's been touching you, moving in your life through other people, through His precious word, through His love. You're right there at that door.
Jesus.
Went back, and the Holy Ghost of God, here's the danger. If God has knocked on your door tonight, the Bible says in Genesis, my spirit will not always strive with man. You're not promised. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, and then poof, vanishes away. I wonder tonight, I got back to my bunk there that night, and guess what? All night long, I flipped and flopped and cried like a baby. Had dope in my house, but that wasn't what I was needing. They sent a whole lot more strong than any dope I ever took, dealing with me that night, holding on me, loving on me. Next morning, I heard somebody say, who's got the keys to One Wall? It's not even daylight yet. Ain't got no business at the prison. There was old Donnie Moore again. Mm. Have you given up on somebody?
Mm.
Jesus didn't give up.
Amen.
Man might give up on you, but the Lord will never give up on you.
That's
he did
right.
not give up on you. He went to Calvary.
Amen.
Donnie come to my door. They opened the door up right there and come in. You know what he told me? I love you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying for you.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. I didn't sleep all night long. I threatened flop all night long. And the Lord told me to come back here this morning and tell you one more thing. I've been telling you for 8 years that Jesus loves you and I love you. I'm praying for you. But he told me to come back this morning and ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want this Jesus?
Amen.
I escaped prison that day.
Yeah.
January 5th, 1988.
Oh,
woo!
Yes, sir.
1988, the Holy Ghost of God had me right there where he wanted me. Donnie said, do you want Jesus? I said, Donnie, I didn't think the question would ever be asked again. I said, yes, I do. He said, well, what did you pray? Now, look here. In this, not in this Bible right here, there is no pray, look here. It, not in here. It don't say, pray this prayer after me in here, no more.
Right. Right.
Right. Ain't no man can save you.
Right.
This Bible right here says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, not mine,
right.
the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised you from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever, I think the preacher done said that. That's just a sinner. That's not a junkie. That's not an alcoholic. That's not all those names people use. That's just an old sinner. One way to Jesus as a sinner. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wondered this evening. I'm about as simple as cornbread. I ain't went no school for what I got. I went to the foot of Calvary and received what I had. I didn't go. I went to the man Christ Jesus. I wondered this evening during this little time that you'll be honest with the Lord and with yourself.
Jesus, Jesus.
Say, Brother Robert, I'll be honest with you. That little still, small voice has come by my seat and tugged at my heart. There's something there that's missing. And I know that. And it's been there more than once. But tonight, God has been loving on me again, letting me know there's hope for me.
Yes.
Will you just slip your hand up right back down? I'm going to pray for you. You've never really truly, thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. God knows your heart. I see your hand, but he knows your heart.
Jesus.
I wanted to see you be one in the midst of it. Say, Brother Robert, I went far enough. I want this same Jesus that you have. You know what Jesus is saying right now? Matthew 11:28-30. He's saying, come. Unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, he said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek, lowly in heart, and you shall find rest into your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says over there, he says, come down, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Let's stand. Let's stand. I wanted this evening right there, as we've ministered the Word of God through testimony, through the Word, and you're there and you feel like the Lord is tugging at your heart and you want to be saved this evening.
Yeah.
Why don't you just come on out?
Yeah.
Why don't you just let Satan know he ain't won this victory?
Yeah.
You can have victory tonight. Come on out. Don't be prideful like I was.
Yeah.
See, God could have took me out right there at that church when I rejected him, and he'd been a just God. But he's a second chance, first chance, third chance. I wonder if Satan be one in the midst of it. If you've never been saved and you want this Jesus, would you come? Come on, don't be, hey, come on, thank you. Somebody pray for this brother. Glory to God, his name is Jesus. Somebody get your Bible and pray for this man. Show this man what the Bible says about being born again. Show that. Get somebody pray. Somebody pray. Glory to God. You are being saved. My friend is God's people. The Bible says there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99. Just person whistling over penis. Somebody, come on, preacher. Somebody help him. Come on here, brother. Help some of these folks down here. Find out what their need is. Find out what their need is. Show them what the Bible says about being born again, birthed into the family of God. Would there be another? Come on now. Don't have you leave the scene with victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on, don't be defeated. I wanted to be one here to sing. You said, Brother Robert, there's no doubt in my mind I've been saved. But I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't been living for God. I've gotten to the wayside. I've lost my joy. I've lost my joy. I don't have the spirit and the unction I used to have for the glory of God. Would you pray for me? Would you be one like that? Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Can I just fit this preacher in there? Amen. Preachers ain't arrived either. We need some help. We always got a little, we need a little closer walk with the Lord. The preacher, that's called, he's a preacher. Don't mean his life's perfect. Amen. Why don't you come get you some help? Come on. I'm going to get me some help tonight. I need a little closer walk with Jesus. I can't do nothing without him. Would you come? Hey, have you run on that edge? Don't let Satan defeat you tonight. Come on. Come on. Hey, let him know he's a liar and the father of it. Come on. Would you? Come on. Get your life redeemed. Be done by 1 John 1 9 said that we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let God do what he and he only can do. Come on now. You're not coming to me. You're not coming to one of these preachers. Listen, you may on your way home this evening get broadsided with some car and you die right there. And the Lord came by your way once again, gave you an opportunity. You said, no, not right now. I remember a man in the Bible, King Agrippa. He said, almost. Thou persuaded me to become a Christian. I know another man named Felix. He said, maybe a little while later, we'll take care of this. No, today is the day of salvation. Hey, my friend, don't die in a position where you know you're not right with God. You don't have to. You don't have to. Would you come? Would you come? Let God have his way. Let God have his way. You can have victory this evening. You can have victory. I don't know what God's doing in these hearts up here this evening, my friend. But hey, be praying for them. Be praying for them. Only God can do what they need. I can't do it. These preachers can't do it. God's got a plan. Let's sing that old song. What can, come on, help me sing it. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious in the bone that makes me white as snow. No other ground I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
We're preaching. Y'all be praying. Y'all be praying. God knows these hearts here this morning. God knows these hearts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You've been saved, brother. You've been saved. Never been saved. You know what that Bible says? That I should confess with thy mouth. Do you believe Jesus died for your sins? Do you believe he's risen and sitting at the right hand side of the Father? You believe he's sitting there right now waiting on your call? Do you want this Jesus? You want him? My friend, listen, I can't pray you in, but you pray and we're going to pray with you, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, God, because of your precious word, your spirit, God, that reaches out, God touches hearts. I remember, Lord, just like it was yesterday, Lord, when you touched my heart, you showed me who I was. Just an old sinner and called me, Lord, to the foot of Calvary. God, I just called and I smote up on my breast like that one did. So, Lord, be merciful. God, be a sinner, and I pray. God, my brother, this evening, Lord, what you're doing in his life, God, you can do what he's calling for. God, we be careful and give you love, glory, and praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray and ask these things. Amen and amen. Let me ask you a question, brother. Just hold on. Let me ask you a question. Did you ask God to save you? Did he? Amen. Did he? Glory to God. Either he did or he didn't. Amen. There's no mistake about this Jesus. Brother, if you ask him, he'll do what he said he'd do. Amen. Did you ask him to save you?
I asked
him. Glory to God. Did he? Amen. Let me give you a scripture. Ecclesiastes 3:14 says this. And I know whatsoever God doeth, not the preacher, whatsoever God doeth shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, anything taken from it, that man should fear before God. 1 Corinthians 5:17, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. Welcome to God's family, my brother, because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not no preacher, not no church, because of your faith. That's your new brother in Christ, amen. Amen. You ought to be rejoicing amen. Over that right there, amen. Brother, let me ask you a question. Y'all come to fellowship, give him fellowship. Brother, let me ask you a question. You ever been truly saved? Never been saved? You want this Jesus, brethren? Do you want him? The Bible says there in Romans 10:9 and 10:9 and 10, that thou shalt confess thy mouth, not mine. Confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever is called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You want this Jesus, brethren? The Bible said call. You ask God to save you, he's going to do exactly what he said he would do. Lord Jesus, once again, God, I pray, Lord, this for my brother. God, he's come to the foot of Calvary. You said we could come boldly, Lord, and show the grace in the time of need. God, Lord, you've been working with him. God, you've been putting love in his life. God, you've been sending people by his way. God, some water, some plant. But God, give him the increase. God, give him that increase, Lord, he's asking for. God, we'll love you. We'll praise you. Only you, Lord, can do what this brother needs and save his soul. In precious name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, let me look at you here. Did you ask God to save you? Did you ask God to save you? All right, brother. Listen, you want to hold on to that altar? I can't save you. I can't pray you in. You want to hold on to that home to that altar, brother, till God does what he said he'd do? You just keep right on praying. I ain't trying to talk you into nothing. Glory to God, if you do it for me, you'll bust hell wide open. It takes a man, Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. God bless your heart. Amen. Amen. Hold on. Hey, listen. Y'all, hey, y'all come up here. This man, he asked the Lord to save him. This brother just still confused. I'm not trying to, hey, I wouldn't talk him into trying to make a confession for nothing. I ain't gonna put the blood, ain't gonna be on my hand. He'll do it because God called him, or he'll miss it, my friend. You ain't gonna save nobody. This is your new brother in Christ. Amen. He asked the Lord to save him. He said, God saved his soul. This is your new brother. Whether you like it or not, my friend, you've got to love him. He said, how do we know that we love? Because we love the brethren. Amen. Why don't y'all give him a hand of fellowship before I let these folks cold out? Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen, amen. That's important, amen. You ought to be like the angels in heaven, rejoicing over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons, amen. Are you born again? Don't be afraid to hug him. Let him know you're welcome to God's family. Boy, I'm so surprised. How many of you are saved? That's your brother. That's your brother. Come out of there now. Come on now. Y'all love on him. Let him know he's welcome to God's family. Amen. Come on, y'all love on him. Amen. Hey, you'd hug me if I was stinking just because I was the preacher. Right. Wait. Y'all come give him a hug. Amen. That's your brother. I don't care what church you belong to. He belongs to the church of God.
Amen.
Not that church of God, but the church of God. That's God's people. Amen. 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 Well, I thank y'all for allowing me to come. Y'all come and give him a right hand of fellowship and welcome him into God's family. My friend, if you can't do that right there, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be checking on my own heart. I'd be checking on my own heart. You're just going through the motions. That's what you're doing. I ain't going to pull no punches. You're going through the motions if you don't love your brother. Hello? I'm glad you ain't got rocks. I'd have pump knots all over my head. Amen. That's your brother. That's your brother. You love on him. Amen.
Amen.
All right, brother. You go ahead and close it out there, brother. Hey, love you in Christ, brother. Thank God for what God's done for you. Amen. Amen.
Remain standing and turn to page 131, if you would, before the next preacher gets introduced. We're going to sing the song that is right fitting with this, 131. And what we're going to sing about is that Jesus paid it all.